morning, brother and sister.
今天有点感觉到夏天已经很近了。
Summer is very near.
盼望我们的心也被火热起来。
So you may feel warmth in your heart.
今天要讲的题目是不好讲的一个题目。
It's a tough sermon for me to deliver today.
这里是讲到我们基督徒在属灵的成长路上会经历的事情。
So as a Christian, we stumble along the way.
我们欢欢喜喜地感谢主救恩临到我们。
So we're happy we received the grace from the Lord.
我们被他的爱吸引，我们愿意来跟随他。
So we're tracked by his love to follow him.
但是我们走的路上呢，事实上我们会慢慢经历到一些的事情，并不是如圣经所讲的。
But the passage of life is not just like the Bible described.
我们会慢慢发现我们属灵的步伐慢慢地缓慢下来。
So sometimes we slow down on the way.
原因在哪个地方呢？
Why so?
我们常常有问题发生的时候，我们总想外面的问题是我的问题的源头。
So sometimes we just look at outside problem.
我们比较没有机会来检查原来问题在我里面。
But we don't know sometimes the problem started from within.
上帝借着一个人，这个人是很有名的人，叫做扫罗。
So God gave us the example of a famous person in the Bible. His name is Saul.
这位扫罗不是新约讲的那位后来成为保罗的。
So Saul is not Paul in the New Testament.
事实上，旧约上的那位扫罗。
This is the Saul in the Old Testament.
他是以色列的第一个君王，他是当扫罗王。
So he's the first king from Jewish people.
这样的一位，上帝把他摆在圣经里面，是有对我们今天来讲是有意义、有目的，而且是对我们有相关的。
So why God put him in the Bible must have some meaning to us.
如果我没有把这个题目放在头前面的话，你可能不相信。
If we don't put the title, you probably don't believe why we are talking about him.
因为我的抬头上面写说肉体的彰显。Because
we talk about the flesh.
事实上是借着扫罗让我们来看，我们一个信了耶稣的人呢，我们的肉体到底是怎么样一个情况。So
we have to reflect upon our own flesh.
盼望我们借着认识扫罗，也能够认识我们自己。Through
Saul, we can understand ourselves better.
扫罗事实上是出生于一个大的财主的家庭。
So he was from a rich family.
所以他有显赫的家世。
So he has outstanding family tree.
而且这位扫罗呢，长得非常的健壮俊美，而且他高过众人一个头。
He was tall and handsome.
所以他有亮丽的外表。
Head and shoulder above common people.
那以前我们记得他为了找他父亲丢了驴子呢，他去找啊，他花了很大的精神，一村又一村的去找。
When his dad lost the mule, he looked for from village to village.
所以我们看见这位扫罗的身上呢，他是认真负责的。So
he was a responsible person.
而且他找驴子找了几天以后，他会想到说，哎，我这样出来找驴子找不到，可是在我家里的爸爸会不会担心呢？So
after searching for several days, he thought about his parents' concern for him.
所以他是一个体贴关心的人。
So he was a thoughtful person.
后来他们想到说要去找一个神人，就是后来的撒母耳，他会想到说，哎，我们要去见一个神人的话，我们是不是应该带礼物去？
When thought about seeing Prophet Samuel, he's thinking about bringing that present.
所以他是一个很尊重礼仪的人。
So he paid attention to manners.
后来他的仆人呢，就一个跟随他的一个小仆人给他建议以后呢，哎，他就听了他仆人的建议。
And accept the advice from his servant.
所以他是一个可以接纳正言的人。
So he's receptive to good advice.
而且来到撒母耳的面前以后呢，在撒母耳看在这宾客的面前呢，介绍他自己的时候，他很谦卑的。
So he humbled himself before Samuel.
他说我是来自一个最小的支派。
So he thought he was from the smallest tribe.
我是来自一个很卑微的家庭。
So I was humble.
所以他是一个很谦虚卑微的人。
So he was humble and honorable.
接下来撒母耳对他吩咐的每一件事情，他都完完全全遵照遵守，在起头的时候是这样子。
So at the beginning, he followed everything Samuel instructed him.
所以他事实上是一个很温柔顺服的人。
So you know he was gentle and obedient.
并且接下来呢， 扫罗用膏油膏了他，而且他能够受圣灵的感动呢，在那里说话或者说方言。
So he was anointed by Samuel, and he can prophesy by the Spirit.
后来亚门人来攻打他们，他带领了以色列人打了第一次的胜仗。
So he led Jewish people victory over Ammonites.
当他打完胜仗了以后呢，他下面有一些想要跟他靠拢的人呢，就说：“哎，曾经说过你一些坏话的人，现在把他救出来，把他杀掉。”
Some had given bad advice.
但是这时候扫罗说：“今天我们打了胜仗，我们不应该杀人。”
But he said, "Well, for the sake of victory, we shouldn't punish any people."
所以他不去报复那些抵挡反对他的人。
So he had no vengeance against people against him.
看起来他是一个很心胸宽广的人。
He looks like he's open-hearted.
各位，我把这一切事情列出来给你们看，你们会觉得扫罗这样的人好不好呢？
What do you think about Saul?
好不好？
Was he a good person?
如果教会里面有这样的人，我们欢迎不欢迎？
Are you going to welcome a person like Saul into our church?
我想我们大家都会站起来鼓掌欢迎这样的人，对不对？
Probably we'll have a standing ovation for such people.
但是今天如果要讲的题目是扫罗的跌倒，你相信这样的人会跌倒吗？
Do you believe such a person like Saul can stumble and fall?
扫罗这一个人在圣经里面，上帝使用他，让我们今天的人能够作为借镜。
God used Saul as example for us.
我们来看看他的跌倒是在哪个地方跌倒了。
So let's see how he fell.
扫罗登基40岁做以色列王二年的时候，
Saul was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned over Israel 42 years.
如果读英文的人马上就发现这个不太对的。
So it's a different translation between Mandarin and English.
他说他30岁，然后呢他做王42年。
So he was king since 30 years old and reigned for 42 years.
这个在解经上就产生了一些问题，但中文呢就赶快把它翻成今天你读的，他是四十岁登基，然后做王二年。
So actually he became king at 40, and it happened 2 years after he became king.
我们今天不是在讨论这方面的神学的问题。
So it's not seminary problem.
我们要来看上帝要告诉我们的信息。
So let's concentrate on God's message.
接下来做王两年以后呢？就他扫罗呢，就从以色列的当中拣选了3000人，2000人跟随他，在密莫和伯特利山，另外1000人让他的儿子约拿丹在便雅悯的基比亚，剩下的人3000人选了以后，剩下的人扫罗都叫他们回家去了。
Saul chose 3,000 men from Israel. 2,000 were with him at Michmash and in the hill country of Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan at Gibeah in Benjamin.The rest of the men he sent back to their homes.
我们刚才讲到扫罗好像看起来很多的优点的地方，这个时候他已经王位已经渐渐的稳定了。
So he's stable as a king.
所以他开始在那里分派这些防卫的军队。
So he started giving order logistically.
好，这样的分配了完以后呢，发生了一件事情。他的儿子约拿丹攻击加巴非利士人的防营，非利士人听见了这个攻击的事情，所以这个时候扫罗就在遍地开始吹角。这个吹角是一种信号，这个信号里面要让希伯来人听见这件事情。
Jonathan attacked the Philistine outpost of Geba, and the Philistine heard about it. Then Saul has the trumpet blown throughout the land and said, "Let the Hebrew hear."
所以以色列人众人听见扫罗攻击非利士人的防营，又听见以色列人为非利士人所憎恶，就跟随扫罗聚集在基甲。
So all Israel heard the news. Saul has attacked the Philistine outpost, and all Israel has become a stench to the Philistine. And the people were summoned to join Saul at Gilgal.
那个时候吹角的声音啊，那个声音本身就是一个信息。
So the trumpet is a war cry.
所以比比看，那个时候吹角跟今天的 text 哪一个发达？
So compared to text today,
这个吹角事实上可以把信息告诉人说现在所发生的事情，好像在播报新闻一样。
So the trumpet is just like a news broadcast.
所以这样的事情发生了以后呢，非利士人因为被攻击的时候，所以他们就开始聚集要和以色列人征战。这个时候呢，有车30,000辆，马兵6,000，步兵像海边的沙那样多，就上来到伯亚文东边的密莫，在那安营准备要打仗。
The Philistine assembled to fight Israel with 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteer, and soldiers as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They went up and camped at Michmash, east of Beth Aven.
所以在中文的里面原来是写30,000辆，但是英文的话是写3,000辆，所以这个地方也不需要再多讲究。总的来说的话，就是说以色列的敌人呢有许许多多的，而且战力非常的强盛。
So the enemies are many.
所以以色列的百姓见自己危急窘迫，就藏在山洞、丛林、石穴、隐秘处和坑中。
When the men of Israel saw that their situation was critical and that their army was hard pressed, and hid in caves and thickets, among the rocks and in pits and cisterns.
事实上，以色列的军队分两个地方，一边只有2,000人，一边1,000人。
So there are two camps, 2,000 and 3,000 in each camp.
但是这些非利士人上来的时候呢，是成千上万的。
But they were outnumbered by Philistine.
所以一旦看到对方的军力出呈现的时候呢，这些百姓呢才发现，糟糕，我们落在一个非常危险的状态了。
So they were hard pressed.
所以这个时候呢，每一个人就找有任何地方能够躲、能够藏的地方，他们就躲起来。
They fled and hid.
所以这个时候呢，有些希伯来人就过了约旦河，逃到加德和基列地。扫罗还在基甲，百姓都战战兢兢地跟随他。
Some Hebrews even crossed the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. Saul remained in Gilgal, and all the troops with him were quaking with fear.
在以色列这个地方呢，事实上从北边就有一条河叫做约旦河，从北一直流到南边的死海。
The river Jordan flowed from north to south into the Dead Sea.
刚才所讲的所发生的事情都是在约旦河的西边。
So what happened was the west bank of River Jordan.
他们准备跟非利士人打仗的地方也是在河的西边。
So the fighting place was also to the west bank.
所以当这个非利士人的军队开始呈现的时候，有些人呢就逃啊，过河啊，逃到东边去了。
Some crossed the river and fled to the east.
所以剩下的人呢，就战战兢兢的跟随着扫罗。
The remaining person was feared and stayed with Saul.
这个时候，扫罗就照着撒母耳所定的日期等了7日，撒母耳还没有来到基甲，百姓也离开扫罗散去了。
He waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter.
如果你是扫罗，你会有什么反应呢？
If you were Saul, how would you react?
对方的军队这么样的庞大。
So there are numerous enemies.
我们的人数这么样的稀少。
So we were outnumbered.
然后呢，撒母耳告诉他说，你要在基甲这个地方要等7天。
And Samuel instructed him to wait at Gilgal for 7 days.
并且你要在那边一直等，一直等，等到我来了。
Wait until Samuel arrived.
所以扫罗也在真的在那里等，等了好不容易7天，战局已经非常危险了。
So Samuel waited 7 days, and the situation getting more urgent.
这样的等的过程中，就有人开始发现局势不对，有人就开始往东边逃去了。
So some soldiers started to fled and scatter.
所以这个时候，扫罗就说：“把燔祭和平安祭带到我这里来。”扫罗就献上燔祭。
So he said, "Bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offering." And Saul offered up the burnt offering.
当他献完燔祭的时候，他心里刚献完燔祭，撒母耳就到了。扫罗出去迎接他，要问他好。
Just as he finished making the offering, Samuel arrived, and Saul went out to greet him.
撒母耳告诉扫罗说：“你一定要等我，等我到了。”
Samuel had instructed him to wait for him.
但是撒母耳还没有到，扫罗就献上燔祭了。
Before Samuel's arrival, Saul offered the sacrifice.
所以撒母耳就对扫罗说，你做的是什么事呢？扫罗说，因为我见百姓离开我散去，你也不照所定的日期来到，而且非利士人聚集在密末。
What have you done? Asked Samuel. Saul replied, when I saw that the men were scattering, and that you did not come at the set time, and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmash.
所以这个时候扫罗开始提出他的理由。
Saul provided excuses.
他说我看见百姓一致地离开我去了。
Because he saw his men scattering.
这是百姓的错误。
So that's something wrong with his fellow soldier.
然后对撒母耳说，你也 不照所定的日期来到。
And you did not come in time.
但是事实上撒母耳是到了第七日他就来到了。
But Samuel did arrive on the seventh day.
不过扫罗的意思就是说，撒母耳这是你的错。
But he put the onus on Samuel.
而且非利士人聚集在密末。
And then they scattered in Michmash.
这个是现今眼睛看得到的局势。
So that's the current situation.
所以他说，我心里说，恐怕我没有祷告耶和华，非利士人下到基甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。
I thought now the Philistine will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the Lord's favor, so I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering.
你看这一些的事情的责任都是在你们，在你们的身上。
So excuses after excuses.
我也是一个很属灵的人。
So I was spiritual.
我也要祷告的。
So I was praying.
我要祷告，所以我献上了燔祭。
That's why I offered sacrifice.
而且我是勉强献上去的。
And I was compelled to offer the burnt offering.
撒母耳对扫罗说，你做了糊涂事了，没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令。你若遵守耶和华，必在以色列中坚立你的王位，直到永远。
You acted foolishly, Samuel said. You have not kept the command of the Lord your God gave you. If you had, you would have established a kingdom over Israel for all time.
弟兄姐妹，我们信了主以后，我们仍然会遇到许许多多的事情发生在我们面前。
So after becoming Christian, things still happen a lot.
就像刚才扫罗所列出来这些非常让人敬佩的一些条件。
So despite outstanding qualification from Saul.
但是他的跌倒在哪里呢？
But how he fell.
接下来撒母耳对他做了宣判。
Then Samuel judged him.
撒母耳对他说，现在你的王位必不长久，耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君，因为你没有遵守耶和华所吩咐你的。
But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him leader of his people because you have not kept the Lord's command.
这个就是扫罗跌倒的地方。
That's where Saul fell.
按我们人的理智跟常理来讲说，就这么一点点事情吗？
So you may think it's very trivial.
有这么多的优点，就是这一件事情吗？
He was well qualified as a king.
前面所讲的这些的优点都是来自于肉体的。
But those qualifications from the flesh.
这些肉体它重点在哪里呢？
So what's the importance of those flesh?
这些肉体的重点就是要让别人，人觉得能够满意，它的重点是人。
So satisfy other people.
只要人喜欢我，称赞我，那我就可以了。
So as long as other people like me, appreciated me, that's good enough.
他没有按照撒母耳的吩咐，等他来才可以献祭。
So he did not follow Samuel's command to wait.
他在乎人的反应，他不在乎神的命令。
So he cared more about people's reaction than Lord's command.
弟兄姐妹，我们要跟随主。
We need to follow God.
你的注意力常常是在注意人对我的看法呢，还是你真的会注意神对我怎么看？
So you pay more attention to the people around you, or Lord's command?
我们以为在人的面前过得去的话，在神面前肯定过得去。
So we think if as long as satisfies people, then we can satisfy Lord.
只有这件事情，神就定规了，王位就离开你了。
That's why Saul's kingdom will not last.
因为他所做的事情都从肉体做出发点的。
So he do everything from the point of flesh.
他的起点不是从神而来的。
So he's not following God's command.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们跟随主的路上， 你的经历是怎么样呢？你起头的事情有没有是神曾经告诉你说我要你这样做，你所以跟随他来做呢？还是因为我认为我要这样做，所以上帝你来配合我？
So do you think God follow your order or you follow God's command?
我们常常会把上帝呢拉到我现在所遇到的事情，叫上帝来做解决我这个事情的一个工具而已。
We sometimes just use God as a genie to satisfy our need for our dilemma.
而不是我进到上帝他要我的，他吩咐我的，我进去那边说上帝啊，我等候你，我顺服你。
So not for us to obey God into his temple and follow his command.
你说上帝介意不介意你的态度呢？
So it's all about your attitude toward God.
当我们常常往这个方向，就是上帝你来解决我的问题，我的需要，我的满足，我的快乐，我一切都是我的时候呢，这位上帝是非常的愤怒的。
If it's all about me, God will not be happy.
他借着扫罗让我们来看见，这么样一个那么多优点的人，就因为这件事情，上帝说你的王位离开你了。
Despite Saul's qualification, because he did not keep Lord's command, his kingdom will not last.
在这件事情发生之前，事实上神已经借着几次的机会对他呼唤了。
Actually, before this incident, God already gave him several warnings.
今天我们所读的是在第十三章。
So today we're talking about chapter
13. 事实上，在第九章的时候，也就是在这个事情发生之前的时候呢，这个时候扫罗跟他的仆人要去找。因为驴子丢了，要去找那个先知，或者找先见，或者撒母耳。
Actually, in chapter 9, when he was searching for the lost mule, he talked about the interaction between him and Samuel.
所以在这里说，他们这就是扫罗跟他的仆人上坡要进城，就遇见几个少年女子出来打水。扫罗跟他的仆人就问这几个女子说：“先见在这里没有？”
As they, Saul and servant, were going up the hill to the town, they met some girls coming out to draw water, and they asked him, Is the seer here?
女子就回答说，在这里，他在你们前面，快去吧，他今日正在城里，因为今日百姓要在秋坛献祭。
He is, they answered, he's ahead of you, hurry it now. He was just come to our town today, for the people have a sacrifice at the high place.
接下来这个女子就说，在撒母耳，在这位先见还没有上秋坛吃祭物之前，你们一进城必遇见他，因为他未到，百姓不能吃，必须等到他先祝祭了，他献祭了以后呢，然后请的客才能吃，现在你们上去，这时候必遇见他。
As soon as you enter town, you will find him before he goes up to the high place to eat.The people will not begin eating until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice. Afterwards, those who are invited will eat. Go up now. You should find him about this time.
神借着这一个女子来对扫罗说话。
Actually, God spoke to Saul through this girl.
他告诉他说，百姓不能先吃的，一定要等撒母耳献祭以后，才能够做下面的任何动作。
Because...They should not eat until the sacrifice is done. He must bless the sacrifice.
到了第十章的时候，撒母耳还亲自对扫罗这样说。
In chapter 10, Samuel tells Saul,
你当在我以先下到基甲，我也必下到那里献燔祭和平安祭。你要等候七日，等我到了那里，只是你当行的事。
He told Saul, go down ahead of me to Gilgal, and I will surely come down to you to sacrifice burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. But you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do.
弟兄姐妹，我们跟随耶稣，我们会用自己的热心来跟随的。
Brother and sister, sometimes we project our own enthusiasm when we follow Jesus.
自己以为很好的、很棒的、很行的，我们就用这种方法，以为上帝就一定满意。
So we think God will please when we think something is good.
因为它的源头不是来自于神，乃是来自于你自己。
Because everything originated from ourselves, not from God.
神看这件事情是你不尊神为大。
We have to put God first.
而且呢，一个不尊神为大的时候，你就会有急躁的反应出来。
If you don't follow God, then you rush.
你会莽撞的，你会大胆的。
Then you become too bold.
也就是说，神没有说你敢做。
So God didn't say, and you act.
所以你不能等，你也不肯等的。
You didn't want to wait, and you are not willing to wait.
所以整个出现的就是肉体的许许多多的动作。
So it's the action from the flesh.
而且为什么扫罗会有这种反应呢？
Why Saul reacted in this way?
其实肉体的里面一定有私心的。
Because we are all selfish.
因为他有自我的打算。
A plan for himself.
我们看起来好像他要为以色列人征战。
Looks like he was fighting for Israel.
但是他有没有为自己打算？
But was he planning
for himself? 我是以
色列的王啊。The king of Israel.
这个王国是我的啊。
I am the kingdom.
我的王国快没了。
So the kingdom is losing the battle.
所以他就变成要急躁。
So he rushed.
而且这样的从肉体来的一种反应呢，这样的情况都是只看眼前的，只看周围看得见摸得着的东西。
So only care about the things around, immediately touchable.
他没有从神来的信心，在信心中看见神要做的事情。
He has no faith for the future.
这个信心是没有启示的，他不是从神来的启示的。
There's no revelation from God.
所以他都凭那些看得见的、摸得着的、可以分析的出来的东西来解决他的事情。
So he just make decision based on the current situation, what he can see.
因为他听不见神的声音。
He cannot hear God.
所以这样的情况之下，没有神的话语在他的心中的时候呢，他就常常自己在那里奋斗，在那里挣扎。
Without God's word, he strived. And achieve nothing.
这样的情况就是会常常产生一个情形，就是心里面愿意，但是肉体常常软弱。
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
如果我们在这样肉体的里面呢，我们就没有能力真正的顺服。
And then we have no ability to obey God.
不能顺服的话，接下来就是必须找很多的借口。
So disobedience breeds excuses.
常常借别人来掩饰自己，别人的错误来掩饰自己。
So you use others, accuse others for your own failure.
所以你所顾念的都是外面的，只要外面能够过得去，其实对神来讲好像也无所谓。
You put up experience, but not really paying attention to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们跟随主，我们是会走上扫罗这条路的。
So when we follow Jesus, we may follow the example of Saul.
我在讲的意思就是我自己。
So I'm talking about myself.
也是会掉下去的。
So I can fall too.
我要讲道讲的怎么样怎么样，其实里面有多少是为我自己呢？
So I may just preach from my own point of view.
我希望我很被多准很多人接受，是不是为我自己？
So I want to be accepted just for myself's sake.
我希望很多的人很多的人来聚会，是不是为我自己？
I want many people to come to grow the church for myself.
我就掉到扫罗的路上去了。
So I felt just like Saul.
表面上看起来都很好看的。
From exterior it looks nice, spiritual.
好像很勤劳，好是为着爱主的缘故。
So diligent working for the Lord.
到了上帝的光中才知道有多少是为自己。
But in reality, I was just doing my working for myself.
我们看扫罗为什么上帝要把他摆在这样的一个位置，大家都看得见呢？
Why God put Saul in a such conspicuous position?
因为他认识我们啊。
Because he knows us.
他知道我们会软弱的。
He knows we're weak.
我们会走扫罗这条路的。
So we will do just like Saul.
所以他把他摆在这么高的地方，让大家来看，仔细看。弟兄姐妹看的时候，不要一直看到是别人，而是要看到是自己。
So from Saul, we should see ourselves.
如果不肯接受的时候，你就是刚硬、抗拒，到最后你就走到扫罗最后的结局。
So if you don't repent, then you'll be stiff-necked, and just like Saul.
扫罗因为这样开始跌倒以后呢，就一直往他自己的路上走下去了。
So he just stumbling more and more.
最后的结局多可怕，多凄惨啊。
So he had a very sad ending.
他跟他的儿子同一天死。
So he died along with Jonathan at the same day.
而且死在外邦人的手下。
And died at the hand of Philistine.
羞羞辱辱的死。
A shameful death.
如果我们坚持走这个属肉体的道路，将来就会找结局是跟扫罗会一样的。
If we insist our way of flesh, we will be just like Saul.
你遇到事情的时候，你是先寻求主呢，还是你自己的打算，你自己的方法？
When things happen, you look for God's wills or you plan for yourself.
你是不是常常在主的面前寻求说，主啊，你要我做什么？不是我要主，你来为我做什么？
Do you always come to the Lord asking His will, or Lord, please grant my wish?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，你爱我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, you love us.
你知道我们这一生的日子实在短少。
You know our days are numbered.
你不期望我们走失败迂回不可挽回的道路。
You do not want us to perish.
你要我们有智慧的走这条一生你所给我们的路。
You want to give us wisdom and follow you.
敬畏耶和华乃是智慧的开端。
Fear God is the beginning of the wisdom.
当让我们一心在你的面前寻求你自己的带领。
Let us all search your will first.
愿你对我们说话。
Speak to us.
让我们听见你的话，我们就顺服。
Let us follow you, obey you.
不走扫罗的道路。
Not following the example of Saul.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你愿意接受耶稣基督为你个人救主，或者愿意受浸，或者愿意成为会友，或者需要我为你祷告，待会你可以举手，我会过来。If you would like to accept Jesus to be your personal Savior and the Lord, or be baptized, or to be a member of this church, or you need my our prayer support, please raise your hand. I'll come by and pray with you.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们起立。
Brothers and sisters, shall we all rise?
那我们一起翻开诗歌本的第四百二十五首，第四百二十五，求主领我，第四百二十五。
Our hymn of invitation this morning is hymn 425, Lead Me, Savior. Once again, that's hymn 425, Lead Me, Savior.
诗歌本的第四百二十五首，求主领我。
求主领我免走错，继续引导我前路。主在身边即安全，愿在主爱中居住。 Of my soul. When